Welcome back to John McGinnis Show, News Radio KPK, special Cap to Cap edition, where people from the California Capitol come together with people from the nation's capital for the purpose of making Sacramento region the greatest it possibly can be. And I'm pleased to have next, from the Food and Ag team, Tim Johnson, President and CEO of Rice Growers Commission, Rice Grower Commission, and Nicole Rogers, Director of Farm to Fork Sacramento and Visitors Bureau. And thank you for joining the program.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, this is great. Thank you.
A pleasure. And, you know, we think about Sacramento as an urban city. You think about the new Golden One Center downtown. You think about the almost 1.5 million people who live largely in urban and suburban areas in Sacramento County. But the surrounding area is home to a tremendous amount of food and ag, and not far from what has been described over the years as the nation's or the world's food basket, bread basket. So what about farm to fork and the rice growers and all that goes into this, has how it affects the business environment in Sacramento, the greater area, and where to from here?
So I'll jump in and say that
sure.
We often think of farm to fork as this fairly recent phrasing or way that we identify ourselves, but this region has been farm to fork long before any of us and long before we could give it a name. And really, it's up to us to be good stewards so that we're farm to fork long after we're gone. And part of the work that we're doing here is that good stewardship.
And what, by more specifically, what does that stewardship mean? How you just kind of keep the overall effort healthy and keep people aware of what's going on, support the concept, or are there specific challenges to be addressed?
You know, I think there are a number of things that we're back here, John, talking about that are that unique combination that, you mentioned, right? We've got a largely urban population in Sacramento, but we've got, you know, a lot of rural influence in agriculture, the environment that it supports. And we're really here talking about those issues that overlap, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, things like Sites Reservoir, we know talked about that a little bit in the last segment. That's really what typically people think of as, well, that's a rural issue. That's, you know, be water for farmers. Well, in fact, we know that the Sites Reservoir, when it gets built, will provide huge benefits to the urban community in Sacramento. You'll not have to release as much water out of Folsom for environmental water needs. Also, it will help agriculture, but also help the environment. And so it's really a project that's really seen first as rural, but has a lot of urban connections.
I agree with that 100%. I think you absolutely nailed it. Everybody in the region relies upon water. Obviously, there's a huge impact on agriculture, but there's also a very real impact on persons in their homes, everything from the essentials to creature comforts, keeping lawns and landscape nice is so critical. And, of course, the other end of that spectrum, the opposite end of that spectrum, is when there's a crisis involving too much water, which could adversely impact everyone as well.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we know this year if Sites Reservoir would have been in place, we'd have 900,000 acre feet of water in that reservoir. That's the amount of water right now that's held behind Folsom Reservoir. So it's a huge benefit, not only in terms of water during the summers, but as you also mentioned, the ability to really take that pressure off of the Sacramento River system.
Now, and Tim, from your perspective, it seems to me that that rice and the rice grown in this region, the Sacramento region, I should say, it has a profound impact on the economic health of the region, and goes far beyond the consumption of rice. How big a deal is rice and the success of agriculture as it relates to rice in the region?
You know, it is big. We're one of the top crops in the state, but in the region, we're one of the top one or two crops. We export about half of the rice that we grow. The rest of the rice that we grow is the sushi rice that people eat across the United States. But it's not only the jobs at the farm. One of the things that we're also back here talking about is a project that's a more of a urban project, but it's called Ag Plus, and Nicole can talk about it, but it really focuses on the fact that we grow great products like rice. But we also have the opportunity to make things out of rice and the other products that we grow in the Sacramento Valley.
So one of the unique pieces about our region is that we are an Ag Plus designated area.
Right.
And so that means that we are a food and beverage manufacturing designated space. So we've been asking for some attention around the IMCP, Investing in Manufacturing Communities Partnerships. And really what that means is that if we're asking for funding and preference so that we can start to execute that middle space of how we're connecting the food that is grown into the products that are consumed. And that is more than, I think, the simple way a lot of folks may think of what farm to fork is or what even agriculture is in a general space. It's not just what's on the land or what lands on your plate, but everything in between. So whether that is through small businesses, whether that's through beverages, whether that's through preserves, it's everything in between what is being grown in the field and what lands in your hands.
Yeah, it seems crystal clear to me that regardless of what a person's business pursuits may be in the region, in the Sacramento region, that when you have something as profound as, just as an example, rice, but agriculture in general, and of course all of the impact of water, it's so critical whether you're selling automobiles or clothing or running restaurants. Obviously, there's a more direct application there, but all business functions based upon consumers of their product, and as you have a greater expanse of economic health to be generated by crops and ag in general, that you increase the likelihood that various businesses from a variety of perspectives will really truly thrive. And I think that's probably a people don't think about that very often when they're in the Sacramento region. They just don't see it so clearly. So
and those businesses mean jobs.
Absolutely. If I think that's a real important thing to see, that as somebody is employed in the rice growing industry, for example, that puts them in a position where they can buy clothing and food and automobiles and tools and homes and home improvement products and all that goes with it to keep the overall economy robust and functioning. And as you look at trends across the nation, I have a concern about the tremendous decline in manufacturing. So I think the Sacramento region is in a unique position where there is a form of function similar like manufacturing vis-a-vis agriculture that really truly fills that void and increases the likelihood that we can thrive into the future. So I appreciate that very much.
Well, and you see that, you know, agricultural products or you know, raw products are farmed, you know, north of Sacramento. But we have rice mills in West Sacramento. Yeah. We have sake manufacturing facilities in Folsom that use rice from California. You've got a new Japanese rice cake manufacturer in West Sacramento. We think that agricultural-based manufacturing and the projects like Ag Plus that will really enhance and amplify that are really one of those areas where, you know, the Sacramento Valley has a unique opportunity. We've got the great ag lands. We have ample supplies of water, especially if we get Sites Reservoir.
Yeah.
We also have the ability to do some of this food manufacturing that just fits so perfectly with, you know, a farm-to-fork capital.
Well, Tim Johnson, Nicole Rogers, thank you so very much for taking time out. Thanks for what you're doing, and continue the good effort. And we will continue the conversation coming up next.
The difference between a good day and a bad day can be the KFC.